Now, boys and girls, we've come to our third Sunday and we're on our third word. And I wonder what that word's going to be. Well, if you figured it out by now, that word is come. I want to take a few moments this morning, boys and girls, and I want to speak to you about the word come, very simply. You know, I was thinking about this over this past few weeks, and I got something brought out from upstairs, and this was found and made for me, and it's a very special little thing, and I brought it with me. It's not very big. It fits inside my Bible, but it's one of these. There's some girls, and there's Joshua down there. Caleb. I always get them two mixed up. Look, can you see that? What's that there? It's a little invitation. And this is a wee invitation. And this is the sort of thing that the girls like to pass around school. Certainly in primary school. I think whenever you get to the big school, you get a text or an email or a Facebook or something like that. But it's mechanical or electronic. But it's always nice, isn't it, girls and boys, to get a little invitation. Now, this is a very special invitation because this was handmade. And you know, it's an invitation that has cakes and candles on it. So what sort of invitation do you think that would be? A birthday, isn't it? It's a birthday invitation. And it has on the inside, it's all lovely decorated and all. And in the inside, it says, I'm having a birthday party in the person's name. And it says, come for all is ready. So this party is ready to go. And here's the invitation, and guess what? I'm allowed to go because I have it. So I'm looking for a party. I'm looking for to spend this invitation somewhere. But you know, that made me think, boys and girls, of a story that the Lord Jesus told us in the Bible. That story, boys and girls, is found in Luke chapter 14, and sometimes the adults call it the Gospel Supper. And here's what the Lord Jesus said. A certain man made a great supper and invited many and sent his servants at supper time to say to them that were invited, come, for all things are now ready. Isn't that a great invitation? Boys and girls, this man had made a great big supper. A great big banquet, I'm sure. And he sent his servants out and said, tell the people to come because all is now ready. Not a great invitation, boys and girls. But you know, the servants went out, and I sometimes wonder. The servants went out, and the first guy they came to, they said, do you know the way? You have been invited. Well, it's all ready. Will you come? And the first man said, you know, I would love to go, but I've bought some ground. You see, I've bought a wee piece of ground and, you know, I need to go and see it. That's a funny thing to say, boys and girls, isn't it? I've bought a wee bit of ground, but I need to go and see it first. Now, I think that's very strange. Now, your mummies and daddies will tell you, if you're ever going to buy something, make sure you have a good look at it first. Make sure you can poke it, feel it, or do something with it before you spend your money. Isn't that right? The first person made this reason for not going. I need to go and see the bit of land that I bought. And the second person, boys and girls, well, they came to him and said, look, all is now ready. Will you come? And guess what he said? I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I need to go and prove them. Do you know what that means, boys and girls? He bought all these oxen, and he needed to go and see if they were any good at working at all. Now, I think that's terrible. And do you know, whenever I sat and looked at these 2 oxen, I looked, and I thought to myself, well, if that boy in the front's not going to work, I'm not going to tell him. Isn't he real cross-looking? Do you know, boys and girls, this man, he had bought all this livestock, and yet he needed to go and see were they going to do the job that he wanted them to do? And he didn't go. And then, I feel sorry for this fella. They came to him and said, "Listen, the supper is ready. You've been invited. Will you come?" And guess what he said? I couldn't believe. Do you know this, boys and girls? I read this 2 or 3 times to make sure I was reading the right thing. He said, "I have married a wife and I cannot go." My goodness, this boy's in for a life sentence, isn't he? "I have married a wife and I cannot go." Boys and girls, all was ready. The invitation was there, and all they had to do was come. But boys and girls, I want you to remember something about these 3 people. All they did was make up excuses. Isn't that right? They made up excuses. Do you know that made me think, boys and girls? That made me think of today. You know, the Lord Jesus has an invitation for you. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Come. The Lord Jesus wants us to come. And not only that, boys and girls, but do you know that all things are ready for you to come? Do you know, boys and girls, that the Lord Jesus died on Calvary's cross? Do you remember last week we talked about the word done? There's nothing left to do. All is ready, boys and girls. And all you have to do is come. But I wonder what excuse you're making this morning. Older person, have you been making excuses when the Lord Jesus says, "Come"? "I'm too young." That's what boys and girls say to me. "I'm far too young. I'll wait, David, until I'm older. And then I'll ask the Lord Jesus to save me. I'll wait." That's one excuse I hear. Some of the young people would say, "Oh, but what would my friends say? What would my friends say if I told them that I became a Christian? What would they say to me? What would my family say?" Some boys and girls have trusted the Lord Jesus and their mommies and daddies aren't Christians. What would my family say? And sometimes that'll put young people and boys and girls off. But this is a great one. This is one I hear many times. "I'm a good person. I haven't done anything wrong." That's the first thing that boys and girls will say. "David, I haven't done anything wrong. I don't need the Lord Jesus." Isn't that a terrible thing for a young person to say to you? What about time? There's an excuse. Many of us tell each other, "Oh, I haven't time to do that." But boys and girls say, "David, I have no time to become a Christian." Do you know, boys and girls, that the Lord Jesus loves us? And he has given us the invitation, "Come, for all things are now ready." Will you come this morning? Will you put away them old excuses that you keep on saying and say to the Lord Jesus, "Lord Jesus, I come. I put my trust in you and save me from my sin." You know, the work is done. God's great love sent the Lord Jesus, and the work was done at Calvary's cross. There's nothing more to do. Our little chorus tells us, "Jesus receives whosoever believes." Do you know, boys and girls, that the Bible tells us that him that cometh to me, that's the Lord Jesus, I will no wise cast out. Do you know, boys and girls, if you come to the Lord Jesus, ask him to forgive you of your sin and put your trust in him, Do you know what the Bible promises? He will not turn you away. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I wonder, boys and girls this morning, have you come to the Lord Jesus? Was there a time in your life whenever you can say, yes, David, I remember the time whenever I came to the Lord Jesus and asked him to forgive me of my sins? I wonder where you are this morning, boys and girls. Come, for all is now ready. May God bless his word to us this morning. Now, I want to, last week we had maybe a little bit of a difficult song to sing, so I've made it really easy this morning. We're going to sing our little chorus that we've been talking about. It's one that we've sang for years with the boys and girls. We'll stand just to change our positions, and we're going to sing this. Sing at your best, and if you don't remember it, you will after the first verse. Okay, love, love, L-O-V-E, love, love, boundless and free.